Our message this morning is how to keep faith alive in 2005. And I can sit here and get all weepy and everything, but I need to encourage you this morning, okay? So come on, let's sit up, look up. We're gonna go with the message today. And I'm really excited about it. I thank the Lord for my good help coming from Roger, the Dodger Johnson, on the front row today. All right. Keep faith alive in 2005. How do you do it? Let's move right this morning with our message. We're going to go to the book of Hebrews. A lot of scriptures today. If you have your Bible, I don't know if you can follow along quick enough, but you might write. All right? Also, we have DVDs available of all the services. Also, videos, CDs. If it might be something that would encourage you to get it sometime, and just at a minimal cost, just to get the word out. Let's look at Hebrews 11. How to keep faith alive in 2005. I want to be faithful and I want to be full of faith this year. This is a great year. It's a momentous year in our life, your life, my life is so important, your family's life. The Bible says, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, is the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Boy, these are some deep, deep, deep verses right here. And we could talk about them, but we're moving. Verse 6, but without faith, say it with me, it is impossible to what? To please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now this is that big long faith chapter. Read it sometime. We ain't got time today, but trust me. It says by faith, Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Rahab. Now let's pick it up towards the end of the book. Verse 32. What shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, of Samuel, and all the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Wow! They quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in the fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings, of scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and dens and caves of the earth. All having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Can you imagine folks like we just talked about watching you and me say?
Amen.
And we're whining? Huh? Come on. And cheering us on, right? Fantastic! We're compassed about with such a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our what? Faith. Who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And what's He doing there? He is making what? Intercession for who? He's saying, come on. Come on. You can do it. I'm representing you at the right hand of God the Father. I'm your advocate. You can make it. This is what we're talking about today. Keep faith alive in 2005. See, Roger, you got the big ball for us in case you wouldn't be there. There it is. Look at that. Keep faith alive in 2005. Back to verse 1. The Bible says, it's a great verse to quote, but what does it mean? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The word substance means title deed. Faith is the deed to my hopes. Did you hear me? Say it.
Yeah.
Say that with me. Faith is the deed to my hopes. One more time. Faith is the deed to my hopes. Now that makes a little more sense to me now. I'm liking what I'm hearing. This next word. Evidence of things not seen. Evidence is proof. Faith gives me proof of things I can't see. Now, I know that sounds strange, but we're going to talk about it today. We're talking about faith today. So faith then is the, say it with me, it's the deed and it's the proof. Okay, now, but what is it? I mean, so that sounds good, and that's good, that's the church today. But what can that do for me, and what does that mean, and how can that help me? And that's the point. All these people had it, and I want it. You hearing me, Dave?
Yes.
All these people had it, and I want it in my life.
Amen.
And I want you to have it, too. And let's see what we can do today. How can we keep faith alive? 2005. Luke 18, I believe it's in the worship guide today. When the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on the earth? When Jesus comes, will He find faith on the earth? If He were to come today, would He find it in you? Faith on the earth? Let's move forward, Raj, now with the message. Faith, faith, faith. What is faith? We're going to talk about it just for a few minutes. What is faith? It's believing God. Can you say that? It's believing. Forget the end. It's believing
God.
One more time. It's believing
God.
So what is faith? Faith is believing
God.
Say it with me a little more. I need a little more help here. Faith is believing
God.
That's what faith is. Well, I don't understand faith. What's faith, Earl? Here's what faith is. Believing God. It's not just believing in God. All right, my brother believes in God. Oh, you believe that? We don't believe God. Yeah, we believe God. Faith is believing God. What His Word says, I believe it. That's what faith is. Verse 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. God. For he that comes to God, say it with me, must believe that He is, and watch it, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So, basically, this morning, what is faith? It's believing God. It's believing what He said about Himself. Well, I don't know about that part. Listen, faith is believing what He said. That's what it is. I believe it. You mean you believe that crazy book, the Bible? I believe it. And that's faith. And if you don't believe it, that's fine. But you don't have faith.
That's right.
That's okay. It's a free country. But that's what faith is. Faith is believing God. It is believing what He said about Himself. Number two, it's believing what He said about His plan. God has a big plan.
That's right.
That plan included Jesus coming and dying. It includes you trusting Christ as your Savior and following and living for Him. It includes one day His return and coming back, as we talked about on our last week's message. That's all part of God's plan. His plan, unfortunately, whether you like it or not, His plan has a place in it called hell, where people will be separated forever and ever from God, to be tormented. That's all part of it. It means I believe it. Do I understand it all? Of course not. But it's believing God. Number three, it's believing what He said about His story. It's believing what God says about history. You don't believe in the flood, do you? Let me tell you something. If one little earthquake in the middle of the Indian Ocean could go whoop, somewhere on the other side of the planet, just whoop, and a couple hundred thousand people be instantaneously killed because of a giant 30-foot wave that came and hit about three times. You think Clark doesn't believe in the flood? Are you crazy? When the Bible tells us that the oceans of the deep broke forth, and just one little one could go boop. Can you imagine what was happening on this planet? Of course I believe in the flood. I tell you what, if you weren't a believer in the flood after last week, you should be a believer in the flood.
Yeah.
See, the point is, I would really encourage you, just bank it on Jesus.
Amen.
Instead of acting too big for your britches and thinking you know more than God knows, listen, God's Word. Believe in what He said about history. Just believe it, because I guarantee it, time's going to come, probably in this life, where you're going to look like an utter fool. You are. I want to stay in His camp, okay? Believe Him. That's what faith is. I believe God. And you won't see what they look like and said it to me. Period. Let's do that together. Can we do that? I believe God.
Period.
One more time. I believe God.
Period.
That's what faith is. That's what faith is. But you don't understand. My marriage fell apart. You don't understand. My child died. You don't understand. This happened to me and this happened to me and that. And stuff happens and it hurts. Doesn't change God. Doesn't change God. You see what I'm saying? Anchor to Him. All trouble's going to come. Your faith's going to be tested. All the great men of God, they struggled. But you can make it. Just anchor to Him. Trust in Him. And you're going to make it. I'm telling you. I believe God, period. That's what faith is. What He said in His Word is true. And then also, it's good to know, my friend, and you ought to say it. God cannot lie. Look at what Titus says. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Another scripture, Romans 3:4. God forbid, this is a good thing for us to do it in 2005. Let God be true and every man
a liar.
That might sound so narrow-minded. Clark, you're crazy. You're so narrow-minded. God's true. Every man's a liar. When it comes down to it, if it's either I got to believe in God or believe in you or somebody else. Let me tell you what. I just go ahead and be straight up. I'm over here.
Amen.
Okay? Believe God. Let every man be a liar. But they've got PhDs and this, that, and the other behind their names and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's fine. Do what you want. I'm going to believe God.
Amen. Amen. It's good.
Faith in 2005. Raj. We must believe that He is. And I want to share some scriptures with you. Look at these and just watch it. Acts 16:31. And they said what? Believe. Help me here when you see that word. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved in thy house. There's another one. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever
believes
should not perish but have everlasting life. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved through faith. Is how you're saved. Not of yourself. It's the gift of God. Romans 10:9-11. If you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall what?
Yes.
Believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You'll be a Christian. For with the heart, man, believes unto righteousness, with the mouth, confession's made. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believes on Him shall not be ashamed. John 14:1-3, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, what? Believe also in me. My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I've been a prepared place for you. And if I go to a prepared place, I'll come again. I'll receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Look at this. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Believe that, do you? We must believe that He is. It's right in the Scriptures. You can't have it both ways. John 11:25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that what? Believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. My question to you today, believest thou this? She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Can you say that? Which should come into the world? So we must believe that He is. Now here's just plain country talk to you today. Look at this. You cannot say, I believe in God, that I believe God, yet I don't believe in the Bible. Or I don't believe the Bible. You just can't say that. We know about God through His Word. What do you think we heard about God? Did we just come up with it somewhere? It came from His Word. That's how we know about God. It's from His Word. You might say, well, I know about God. I've never read the Word. Well, somebody told you something from the Word. But it all comes from the Word. You cannot say, but you don't believe His word. It's like saying this: I trust in you, but you lie. I trust in you to the end of the earth, but you lie. We can't talk like that. We can only get by with it, we think, in church. Wouldn't work in a marriage. I trust you. Oh, yes, but you lie. Somebody gonna get smacked. You know? Listen, you can't do that. Faith, we must believe God, period. So that's what faith is. It's believing God. So what is faith? It's believing God. Now let's move forward real quick. Stay with me now. Come on. It's believing God, period. I like that, Raj. Raj ain't messing today. I like that. Now that sounds neat. It sounds great so far. But what does that do for me personally? Now it's really important that you listen to me. Please. Here we go. Keeping faith alive in 2005. So how does faith work then? How does faith work? Okay, I believe in God, but how does it work? That's important, isn't it? You know, how does it work? I certainly don't have all the answers, but here's what I think that God's Word says, and this is this: you believe God, He blesses you. Can you say that with me? You believe God, He blesses you. That's how it works. That's really how it works. That's how it works. You believe God, He blesses you. You kidding me? No, that's how it works. That's how it works. Let's look at some things. You believe, and you get the title deed to your hopes. Faith is the what? The substance, the title deed to things hoped for. So when I believe, I get the deed to my hopes. The second thing, when you believe, you get the proof of things you can't see. I know I'm still, that is sort of spooky, I know. It is hard to understand. Faith is a toughie, man. It's hard. But it's the truth. See, you believe and God blesses you. When I believe, I get the deed to my hopes. What I'm saying, we're going to cover it. Here we go. Let's look at it. Your belief, this is the hard part to understand, but it's true. Your belief is supernaturally energized by God Almighty.
Amen.
It is! It just really is. I've seen it happen so many times in my own life. I know you've seen it. It's just crazy. When you put your faith in God, amazing things can happen. I mean, you pray for a wayward child, and everybody else is giving up on him, but Mama keeps praying. Amen.
Right.
Oh, Mama keeps praying. And everybody else might think it ain't happening. Mama stays with
him. It's good.
I mean, I've just seen it happen. And that person's life gets turned around. It's phenomenal. Yeah. Things happen. Things happen. You pray for somebody. Its curtains ain't going to make it. Can't live. Don't die. Toast. But you pray. You pray. It doesn't happen in every situation, but you pray. And what does the doctor say? Oh, don't know how that happened. Can't believe it. Looked like it was curtains. It was a what? It was a miracle. I'm telling you. And folks, see, the thing is, our hopes, we need to make sure best we can that we line up our hopes with His hopes. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm not saying you don't get everything you ask for, because a lot of times James says we ask for it what? Amiss is the word. It's a strange word. We ask for it for selfish reasons, or we ask for it, it's not something we really need, but we just do it. And we're wrong to do that. But I'm telling you what, when you have faith in Him, that belief is somehow supernaturally energized by God Almighty. Whoa, now we're talking. That's where I want us to see it. See us at a fellowship. I'd love us to be known as a church that has faith. 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 We're still struggling, but we have faith. Let's look. Keep moving. Here's what I mean. Energized by God Almighty. By believing, you're saved. Did you hear me? When you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, these things are written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, you may know you have eternal life. Okay? The fact of the matter is, see, when you believe supernaturally energized by the Holy God, you're born again. Here's another one. By believing, look at it, you're heard. By believing, God hears your prayers. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. Look at this great verse. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, And I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. It's phenomenal. Our faith, our belief is supernaturally energized in God. That's how we're saved. That's how we have our prayers heard by God. Here's another one. By believing, you're led. Romans 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might what? Prove. There it is. What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God for my life? By faith. You have the proof of His leading. God wants to lead you. How about this one? I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live it how? Tell me. By the what? By the faith. And by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. See, by faith, things are supernaturally energized for me to be saved, for my prayers to be heard, for me to walk and live my life with Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6, be confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He will lead you. And then the last thing, we could talk all day about this, but look, by believing, you're empowered. By believing, by having faith, you have power in your life. John 1:12, but as many as received Him, to them gave He what? Power to become the sons of God, even to them that what?
Believe.
You don't have power in your life? Do you believe? God wants you to be empowered. He wants you to be Spirit-filled. Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You should be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the earth. Faith. Faith. I believe God. God blesses me. He supernaturally energizes my faith. Somehow, some way. And these things happen in my life and in your life. It's phenomenal. You believe God, He blesses you. You believe God, He blesses you. Now I think we're going to turn right now. We're going to finish with a real quick, fast finish. Here we go. You ready? Come on. Here we go. How can I then keep my faith alive in 2005? How can I stay my faith alive in 2005? What can I do? And we're going to talk about it. Basic things needed to physically live. There are some basic things that are going to be needed to be done this year if you're going to stay alive physically. Okay? That is, here we go. Eat. Drink. Sleep. Well, we're pretty good at those, aren't we? Pretty good. I got that. Uh-oh, here's one other one. Exercise. If you just eat, drink, and sleep, and don't ever get up, you ain't going to make it. I'm telling you right now, you ain't going to make it. Okay? I went by and saw Mr. Lloyd yesterday. He's in his 80s. How many know Mr. Lloyd here in the building? A few of y'all know Mr. Lloyd. I mean, this man is a workhorse in his 80s. And you know what he was doing yesterday in the garage? I'm going up to his house to borrow a drill. This man sitting in the corner of his little garage, a little darkened over there, it's in the cool. Here's this man got barbells going.
He's in his 80s.
So I'm walking up and I said, "Hey, how you doing? Is that how you stay fit?" He said, "Gotta do something here. Gotta keep doing something, right?" That's how you live physically. Well, how do you do it spiritually? How do we keep our faith alive in 2005? And I've just got some words, real quick words, maybe you can carry with you, maybe write them down, maybe it'll be in your mind. It's called, something I just call the four W's. The four W's. And here it is. Here's the first one. How do I keep my faith alive in 2005? Say that with me. Word it. One more time. Word it. Here's what I mean. The scripture. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. You want to keep your faith alive in 2005? Say with me again. Word. There's no shortcuts. It's reading the Word, believing the Word, hearing the Word, memorizing the Word, listening to the Word, talking the Word, sharing the Word. Put the Word in you. You've got to. You won't have a faith that's alive in 2005 if you're just out there, "Well, I don't read my Bible." That's old-fashioned, ain't it? Yeah, God's sort of old-fashioned. You know, He's been around a long time. Okay? Listen, read the book. Read it. And you might say, "Well, I'm going to read it all from cover to cover." I'm not not even saying do that this year. I'm saying spend time in God's Word. Word it, your faith this year. Word it, word it, word it, word it, word it. I've got to do that to keep my faith strong, keep it alive, to put the Word in me. It's phenomenal. Memorize the Word. Take verses and just write them on a 3x5 card if you need to, or whatever. Just memorize. Put that Word in you, knowing every time you do that, oh, baby, I'm wearing my faith. What you doing this year? What you doing out there today? I'm wearing my faith. That's what I'm doing. That's how you keep it alive. Eating, sleeping, drinking. That's the Word. Eating, sleeping, drinking. Here we go, the next one. Walk it. Walk it. Now, what do I mean? Give the Scripture. Say it with me. For we walk by faith and not by sight. 1 John 1. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth ain't in us. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. Walk the Word. Now, we're not even talking about walking before other people. We need to do that. But I'll tell you what, as you word your faith, as you word your faith and put that Word in you, you need to listen. And you need to experience the change that can come by putting the Word in you. Romans 12, 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what's a good, perfect, acceptable will of God. When you put the Word in you, let it walk in you. You hear me say? Let it just go up and down in your life. Let it just work in you. It's amazing. And it'll change you. You don't understand. I've done this for years. I've got this habit. You'll be fine. You can do it. Come on. Put the Word in you. You put the Word in, and the garbage will come out. I'm telling you. Let it walk in you. Instead of worrying about your neighbor, what he's doing, all that. Listen, worry about yourself. Let it walk in you and run up and down in you. That's called exercise. See what I'm saying? That's old Mr. Lloyd. I hope you'll see that. Here we go. Walk it. Let it run up and down and do it again. Number 3. So word it, walk it. Here's this one. Work it. Work it. Work your faith this year. Look at some scripture. James 2. If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, starving to death, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, God bless you. Notwithstanding, you don't give them any of those things that are needed for the body. What does it profit? What good was your God bless you? They needed food and drink. Do you understand? They needed a work. Even so, faith, if it has not what? Is dead being alone. You know what you need to do? 5:16, let your light so shine before men this year. Let me see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You want to have faith that's alive in 2005? Word it, word it. It's going to take some part, your part. Walk it. Ooh, let that Word, Spirit work in your life and walk through you. Work it, work it. Listen, reach out to people. Love people. Walk before others like you ought to. Work that thing. Do for people. Care. Serve the Lord. Give. Do something for God this year. Your faith ain't going to thrive in 2005 if you don't work it. Say, will it? How about if you don't work your business? Several businessmen here today. If you just cut tail and run, Bill, you think your business will make it? Say, ain't a dog's chance, brother. I'm telling you. You got to work it. A lot of you guys, and you know, and ladies, you know what I'm talking about. You got to work it, don't you? Your faith. You got to work your faith. Work your faith. Work your faith. Show your light before others. And the last thing is this. Witness it.
Amen.
Witness it. So how can I keep my faith alive in 2005? I need to word it. I need to walk it. I need to work it. And I need to witness it. What do I mean? It's just real simple. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But watch. How then shall they call on Him whom they not believe? If people haven't believed in Jesus Christ, they can't even be saved. They can't have faith. Watch it. And how shall they believe in Him whom they have not what? Heard. And how shall they hear without what?
Preacher.
Preacher. I want to tell you, not everybody's called to be a pastor, but I've heard know. There's a world out there. They need to hear that God loves them. They need to hear that Jesus died for them. They need to hear that, but they need to see it. No shortcuts, friend. If you're not wording it and walking it and working it, you probably won't forget your witness. Okay? Witness it. Here's what Peter said to a fellow that needed healing. Okay, he wanted money. He said, "Can you give me money?" And he needed healing. And here's what Peter said. "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up stood and he walked. And he entered within into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Listen. One thing I left off about physically, I did it on purpose. You need to eat, drink, sleep, and exercise. But you know what? If we want to keep going as a planet, we got to do some of that too, don't we? We got to have them babies, right? Ooh, don't talk about that. Yeah, that happened. That happened. One little girl, she's going to, oh, yeah. All right? If we want to keep our church strong this year, you've got a witness. You've got a witness. We don't want to get stale and stagnant. We love new people. Amen. Amen. And we want you to bring them. And we just need as a church to make a commitment that we're going to love them. Okay? We're going to love them. And we're not going to disappoint you. When you bring your friends here, we're going to love them because we want you to reproduce. And we want to reproduce as a church. Amen? Because that is our faith being alive in 2005.
Good.
I'm done this morning. Thank you for listening. Roger's got one last little thing we'll put up. Faith. Say it with me. I believe God. Number two, God blesses me. And then finally this morning, how's your faith today? Are you listening? Is it dead or alive? Look at our last little graphic. Thanks, Garage. Wanted. Dead or alive, $10,000 reward. But let's do the real deal, Garage. Wanted, alive, reward, eternal rewards. You hear me? That's what God wants for you. He wants you this year, 2005, to be alive, and He wants you to be earning and reaping eternal rewards for all eternity. How are you doing? Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word. Thank you for this place we can meet in, and thank you for your spirit being here, and certainly all we've enjoyed ourselves in the house of God today. Thank you so much, Lord. And I pray now that you'll bless your word to our heart. Help us now as we just contemplate on it for just a few minutes, Lord. I pray it'll find good ground in Jesus' name. Amen.